This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
It's National I Love Lucy Day today. It's also National Grouch Day. Now, I Love Lucy makes me really happy, and then there's Grouch Day. So we'll see what happens. This is today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Friday, October 15th, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Well, first of all, it is National Estheticians Day. It is also National Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Day. You can go to firstcandle.org to learn how you can get involved, which includes donating or just learning more about that topic. National Latino AIDS Awareness Day today as well. You can go to NLAAD.org for more there. It is also National Bosses Day today. And so employees, well, you should thank your bosses for being kind throughout the year. Hopefully they were. You know, it was a rough year. I mean, maybe they weren't kind last year. Well, if they were, thank them, do something for them. If they weren't, it's Friday and you got a weekend off. So there you go. It's National Grouches Day as well. And I find that funny that they have that fall on National Bosses Day. I think that works out well. Somebody was trying to do something there. National I Love Lucy Day today, which celebrates the television debut of I Love Lucy. Now, actually, I Love Lucy, really, it debuted as a radio show first called My Favorite Husband, and then it went on to become one of the most successful television shows of all time. It was actually the first television show to be filmed in Hollywood in front of a live studio audience. And here's the interesting thing. There were 300 people in that audience. Can you believe that? That is a huge audience to watch the show. And you can really tell at some points when they're laughing. The laughter just seems to go on forever. I Love Lucy was also the first television show to be syndicated into reruns, which I think that's one of the things that really make it successful. Today is also National White Cane Safety Day today. For more information on white cane safety, you can visit the Braille Institute. You can also visit the Lions Club. Now, why the Lions Club? Well, I've got a friend here, Shelby, to tell us more about that.
The white cane came to North America in around 1930, and it was attributed to the Lions Clubs International. So a Lions Club member had watched a man with blindness try to cross a street with a black cane, and they decided to take that cane and paint it white so it would become more visible to traffic, making it a little bit more safe. So the Lions Club spent the next 10 years and has always since then really made it a focus to make a national campaign for using the white cane to make it safe for blind people to travel. And then also really when it came about to what we have today was following World War II when the blinded veterans came home, a man named Dr. Hoover created the cane as we know it today, along with the techniques and the uses and the way we use it today. And so it's really an icon for not just safe travel, but it's also an emblem of the blind community, and it really represents independence and the ability for blind people to travel independently and to be mobile safely and to be a part of society.
Okay, White Cane Safety Day today. It is also National Cheese Curd Day today. Cheese curds are moist pieces of curdled milk. There's two disgusting words in that sentence. But apparently this is a snack that people in Wisconsin and Minnesota do enjoy. Now, the world record for this was set by Darren Breeden. He ate 5 pounds, 2 ounces of cheese curds in just 6 minutes. By the way, if you're really into cheese curds, today might be a day to go to Culver's. Well, they're debuting a new curd burger. Actually, it's called Curder Burger. It's basically the burger is a giant cheese curd. Only available today while supplies last. Let's take a look at what is going on this weekend for those of you that are not having this that are going to make it through to the weekend. Saturday is National Sweetest Day. It is also Department Store Day. Good luck finding a department store. There's so few these days. Global Cat Day as well. There's plenty of those around, especially on the internet. National Dictionary Day, National Liqueur Day, and National Sports Day on Saturday. On Sunday, it is Black Poetry Day, National Pasta Day, National Mulligan Day, and National Edge Day. I'm not really sure what National Edge Day is, and I didn't look it up, but I guess it's about edging your lawn. Edging your lawn. Apparently it's a day that promotes a movement of youth refraining from using alcohol, tobacco, and other recreational drugs. Yeah. Okay, let's take, yeah, maybe a different word. Okay, Saturday's birthdays. wow. Bryce Harper turns 29. John Mayer turns 44. Oscar Wilde was born on that day back in 1854. Suzanne Somers turns 75. Evel Knievel was born on Sunday back in 1938. Max Irons turns 36. Felicity Jones turns 38. Eminem 49. And it is the birthday of Norm MacDonald, who passed away recently. He would have laughed at that edging joke and probably delivered it a lot better. Okay, let's take a look at this day in history here. We start in 1878. Yeah, with the Edison Company. I've talked plenty about Thomas Edison on the show, perhaps too much. I think I talk about Thomas Edison and I say so many good things about what he did. Well, he did do a lot of amazing things. Well, yeah, on this day, the Edison Electric Light Company began operations. What were, though, his 10 best inventions? Okay, I looked this up and I compared some various sites. Here's what we've got. The phonograph. Come on, you gotta love that one, right? The light bulb. Who doesn't have one of those? Well, it was actually the first durable light bulb, which would basically last about 40 hours. Then we've got the carbon microphone. That one's a great one. That was mentioned on most of these sites here. And the stock ticker. Come on, this company that started on this day back in 1878 would become one of the biggest companies in the world, GE. And it's probably good that he had that stock ticker so he could track that price, right? Yeah, there you go. Okay, this caused me to look into some other inventions. Like, what are we inventing now? Like, what are the big 2021 inventions, right? Well, let's start with some gadgets. I found some really cool gadgets that are out there. The hydro-powered Bluetooth speaker for your shower. You hook this thing up to your shower head, and you can have music playing right there from your shower head, but you don't have to charge this thing. It's powered by the water flow. How cool is that? Okay, that's a win. That's a win. Here's another one. This one also Bluetooth. The MyQ Pet Portal. It's this door that you put in your house that basically, you know, a little pet door, right? And the dog or cat on their collar has this little Bluetooth chip. So when they get close to the door, they're allowed to get in, but all the other pets cannot get in. So your neighbor's cat can't come in your house, or that raccoon or whatever it is can't get into your house. And so it's all Bluetooth, and there you go. I'm sure you can track your cat or dog as well, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, the pet portal is awesome, but it's about $3,000. So we may have to wait for that one, but it is pretty cool. Some of the bigger stuff that has come out in this year so far. We've got headphones that can actually test for diseases. Yeah, you put on these headphones and basically it can tell you if you have various diseases. That's pretty cool. There's this synthetic tree that actually can tap underground water and like bring it up. This is for areas without a whole lot of water. That could come in handy in California, actually. And then this one, I thought this one was pretty cool. Bandages made from crab shells. And what they do is they actually speed healing of wounds. Now, the bad thing there, of course, is that when people ask how you healed so fast, you have to say, well, I got crabs. Let's take a look at our birthdays for today. Penny Marshall, first the edging joke and now this. Penny Marshall was born on this day in 1943. She passed away in 2018. Emeril Lagasse turns 62 today, and Bailey Madison is 22. That is your look at October 15th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, please do let us know. Just head over to thisistodaypodcast.com to make suggestions, give us feedback, and see our other podcasts. We're also available on your Alexa as a flash briefing, so you can get us just with your voice. Wouldn't that be awesome? There's another great invention. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ. I'll talk to you on Monday.